Joining us is someone who's seen his trading day go by already. Jim Rogers, an American investor. He's a chairman of Rogers Holdings and Beeland Interests, author of A Gift to My Children, A Father's Lessons for Life and Investing. Joining us from Melbourne, Australia, where they had really tough times this morning. What are you watching this morning, Jim?
I'm watching what everybody else is watching. I'm watching the markets. I don't really care too much about the jobs report. I know it's going to be bad. I know that unemployment is worse than it was before the hard times started. We've got problems in America.
Describe just how unusual this situation is, in the sense that you have huge demand for T-bills at a moment when Washington has done its best to make those dubious investments. You've got gold rising, interest rates declining, and yet investors are very much worried where to put their money, and stocks isn't it.
Well, you just said it. Everybody's panicked. They don't know where to put their money. Nearly everything is going down in price because everybody knows what I know. America is the largest debtor nation in the world. Europe's got staggering debts, which they're not dealing with. People are panicked about how they're going to survive.
So let's all put our money in Brazil. Is that an option, Jim Rogers?
Well, not for me. I don't have any money in Brazil. I do have money in various countries in the world, including Australia. But, John, there are very few sound currencies anymore. There are very few sound countries anymore. The few sound countries there are happen to be in Asia.
All right. So what you've described is an argument that would continue panic indefinitely for the next several decades. And, of course, the temperature of my body is lowering as I hear you speak, Jim Rogers. What turns a panic like this around?
What turns the panic around is panic, because if everybody dumps and everybody's in panic, then eventually you hit bottom. The kind of action we're seeing right now is often a selling climax or leads to a selling climax. A selling climax clears the air. The panic is over, at least for a while, and then things can rally. But this panic doesn't seem to be enough yet.
So you would call for another bracing round of whatever it is we're drinking this week?
Well, yes, it may not happen today. I mean, we may even have a rally today because there is so much panic in the world, as you pointed out. But, John, the problems aren't over. You saw the charade that happened in Washington last week. Well, the whole world has seen that charade. Everybody knows it's nothing more than a publicity stunt. They're not dealing with the problems any more than the Europeans are dealing with the problems. And we can't keep pushing these problems out into the future. Eventually, the market's going to say, no more playground, no more politicians. We're not going to put up with it anymore.
All right, you're not calling for a coup in the American government, though, are you?
No, I don't think we're to that stage yet. It may happen in 10 or 20 or 30 years, but not anytime soon.
There may be a hedge fund with a derivative, though, that's betting on that. Who knows, Jim Rogers, after this week, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, that could well be. But, you know, there's not a coup coming, but the market may force, the sooner the better, the market may force American politicians and European politicians to accept reality. John, America's the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. Nobody is acknowledging or dealing with that fact. Several European countries are bankrupt. Nobody's acknowledging or dealing with that fact. The market, we may not have a coup, but the market may force politicians everywhere to come to their senses. It's happened before. The UK in the 1970s went bankrupt. Nobody would buy their bonds. The IMF had to bail them out. They turned around. This could well happen in the U.S.
We're talking with Jim Rogers, who's paying attention to all this, chairman of Rogers Holdings and Beeland Interests. He's the author of A Gift to My Children, A Father's Lessons for Life and Investing. You know, we've already seen, though, the markets, it seems to me, forcing a serious-ish, let's just say, discussion of cost-cutting in Washington that we really haven't seen in a generation. Would you agree with that, at least?
There was a discussion, but, John, nothing happened. If you read what they came out with, these great, glowing press releases, and they said, well, we're not really going to do anything until after the election of 2012, and then we may change our mind. Yes, there was this discussion, and all the press was covering it daily, almost hourly, but nothing came of it. John, America's got to take an axe, got to take a chainsaw to its spending. And those politicians did nothing. Read what they came out with.
Yeah, I know.
Read for the reality of what was. And the reason the markets are reacting is because the markets can see that they didn't do anything. They just talked.
You know, I have met someone who is more cynical than me. That is absolutely a milestone for this program. Jim Rogers, chairman of Rogers Holdings, what do you make of the apparent interest in Japan and particularly China to kind of wave their hand and say, enough already, we need some sort of global cooperation? Is that a milestone?
Well, yes, that's back to what I was saying. The markets are saying, guys, we're not going to put up with this anymore, whether it's the Japanese or the Chinese or whoever it happens to be. People are not going to put up with play games anymore. And the debt is going higher. It's not going down. No matter what these guys say in their glowing press releases, things are getting worse, not better. And, John, you call yourself a cynic and call me a cynic. No, no, you're not a cynic. You're a realist. You
yeah.
see what's happening in the world.
There we go.
But unfortunately, so do the markets. And the market's not going to play anymore.
A couple of realists here on The Takeaway. Before we go, if China were to take structural measures to resolve its currency issue and let it float, would that be a signal that Washington needs to do the same?
Absolutely. It would be very good if China did that. Good for China and good for the world. I'm afraid they've been becoming more and more international with their currency. They haven't done enough yet as far as I'm concerned. I wish that America would deal with its problems, too. If China deals with their problems, we might deal with ours.
And in a short-term referendum, the markets will definitely be mulling over all of this today. Asian markets have already closed. Jim Rogers is an American investor waiting for the opening on Wall Street and not much concerned about the jobs report, which comes out about 15 minutes from now. Jim Rogers, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, John. Let's do it again.
Jim Rogers, an American investor, chairman of Rogers Holding and Beeland Interests. He spoke with us from Melbourne, Australia. What's your view of where the market's going to go today or the jobs report? Or are you as cynical or as much of a realist as Jim Rogers? Gauge your own sense by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.